I'm offering private lessons, ordinary level maths lessons. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm not really employed.
How many students do you have at a given session?
They range between 20 up to 40 something, depending on the time of the year.
During these peak periods, since you'll be having many of them, how do you teach them when you've got so many students?
Okay, so given the limited resources in terms of furniture and the room space, since I'm using my private place, I will have to arrange more than one class. So others will be coming between 1 and 2 up to 4 and 5.
So do you do this at home?
From January to June I was doing it at my place, so I moved into town and I rented a small office from July up to recently when I was involved in this other issue with the police.
So how much rent are you paying?
Yeah, right now I was paying $100 per month.
So can you afford to pay that rent? And if you can afford, you can tell us roughly per month, how much do you make out of this kind of business?
If everyone is paying, I was going to be getting at least $600. But due to difficulties, some people will be paying $5 today. They'll be coming with another few bucks later. And all. But usually it's not so easy to raise $100 during the month end. So usually it's not that easy. But what can we do?
You sound to be a very creative person. Tell us about your qualifications.
I couldn't complete my degree because of certain economic challenges on my personal part. So I ended at A-level, advanced level, and I did mathematics and other commercial subjects.
If you're talking about a degree, which college was it and when did you drop out?
It was in 2007. I enrolled with Midland State, and then it was around the time when it changed to US dollar. So it was almost difficult for me to complete since I was trying to make ends meet on my own, so I had to pull out.
You are telling us that you are running this kind of business, so are you supposed to register or you can just do it on your own?
From what I've always known, you can register a college which is offering full curriculum, all the subjects involved, and there are certain regulations that are involved, from health inspections to a lot of other regulations. Until then, you can pay a registration fee to the Ministry of Education, which is over $2,000. I decided I should just teach one subject. So I thought maybe it's different when you have to register a full college giving all subjects. And then recently I was told that I have to register as a college since I was teaching students.
Now,
even though it's one
yes,
subject.
What drove you to do this kind of business?
Around the time when I couldn't go to school, the only source of employment which was usually available for us was temporary teaching. We were employed by the Ministry of Education as relief teachers. So then after some time, then the Public Service Ministry came up with the regulation that A-level students were not eligible for these temporary teaching posts. So then since I was used to be teaching, so I was all along I was teaching around Shurub. So when I was no longer teaching, the other few students who knew my potential, they started coming, and then I was teaching at my place, and then that's when I ended up going into town.